It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Turning now to our friend Aki Ito. She's a regular contributor to this show. She's from businessinsider.com. Well, we all know what's going on in the labor markets these days. Surprisingly strong, really surprisingly strong, coming off the pandemic and in these challenging economic times, the labor markets are tight and competitive, and people are employed. However, Aki's going to bring us news that there is a phenomenon occurring in the labor markets these days, and that is baby boomers retiring. Some retiring early, some just time to retire, and this surge in retirement from the baby boomers could spark a forever labor shortage. Aki, tell us what you found out about this.
Well, I think, for the last 2 years of the pandemic, is maybe not the first year, but the, second year and the third year of the pandemic, we talked a lot about this labor shortage, especially in, restaurants and hospitality. You know, a lot of employers were worried about this, but everyone said it was temporary. It was because of the pandemic. But now that, the pandemic is easing and we're back to our normal lives, we continue to have this labor shortage. We have all these, headlines about layoffs at the big tech companies. But when you talk to pretty much any employer out there who's trying to hire right now, they'll tell you that it's still incredibly hard to find a qualified person. And more economists are starting to think that the labor shortage that we're seeing right now isn't because of temporary factors right now. It's looking more and more permanent, and it's driven by the demographics of our workforce because baby boomers are retiring and the younger generations are having a hard time kind of filling their shoes.
So are you suggesting that this would have happened anyway as just a natural progression based on demographics having moved into the job market, now moving out of the job market, the baby boomers, as you said, this would have happened anyway, or is any of this expedited by the pandemic?
I think it would have happened anyway, but the pandemic definitely expedited it, like you said. One of the really interesting things that happened during the pandemic was, especially kind of people who were, who otherwise would have had a few more years in the workforce just decided to retire early. So maybe they were like 61 or something, but because they were worried about their health, they decided to retire early. Or maybe, they had a lot of money in the stock market and stocks did so well, so they felt like they didn't need to work anymore. And those early retirements definitely kind of brought the timeline of this forward by multiple years. I think that's why so many employers have been caught off guard, because demographics, it's something that doesn't change overnight. And so companies should have seen this coming, but this probably came much earlier than most people were expecting.
And so what does all this mean for the future of the labor market and more broadly for businesses needing people in order to make their businesses go?
So for employers, it's a total nightmare. I mean, tell any employer out there right now that they're going to continue to have just as hard of a time finding someone as they are right now. And I mean, they will groan. It's really hard to operate a business when you have to work this hard to find, a minimally qualified person. But for workers, it's an amazing thing because it gives them a huge amount of leverage as they interview for these jobs. As even if they're staying at their current jobs, it means they'll get higher wages. It means they'll be able to negotiate for better working conditions. It means people who've traditionally been shunned or ignored in the workforce, so maybe like people with disabilities or mothers with young kids, will be able to participate in the workforce too. So for employers, it's a nightmare, but for workers, it's a very, very good story.
Right, and we'll probably see low levels of unemployment as a result. And as you say, this kind of benefits the labor side of the equation, giving them more leverage, more ability to negotiate either a better position, a better title, better wages, maybe it's that old, I want a hybrid work environment where I can work part-time from home. And now there's an opportunity to really make a strong case for that. If you want my services, you got to pay for it and you got to give me the benefits I'm looking for, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the job market over the last few decades, basically, what happened was employers could treat their workers like they were disposable because there were so many of them. You know, if you didn't like your working conditions, your employer was like, fine, like I'll go hire somebody else because there were plenty of other people out there. This new era that we're entering into now, it doesn't look like that anymore. There isn't a whole line of people waiting for this job. So when you go to your employer and you're like, look, like I don't like this about my job, I want you to change it, employers are much more likely to actually listen and, you know, try to make accommodations for you.
Sure. Well, it'd be really interesting to see in the meantime, all those tech layoffs and everything else that we're hearing. This is kind of a, you know, while it makes big splashy news and they feature those layoffs on the financial shows, on television and all the rest, fact of the matter is job market is really, really strong. And as a result of the demographic of baby boomers moving out, looks like it's going to stay strong. It's all supply and demand dynamic in the end, after all, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's no question that the tech sector is, you know, really soft right now. People who still want tech jobs, they are having a hard time finding a new job at the moment. But that's very limited to tech and maybe certain parts of finance, you know, especially if you're involved in mortgages. But pretty much everywhere else in the economy is really, really hot right now. We have the lowest unemployment rate we've had since 1969. And so, yeah, pretty much everywhere else in the economy, workers still have the power.
All right. That's really interesting. Who would have expected it? I don't think we really saw it coming. At least, you know, it wasn't part of the forefront of discussion when it came to unemployment issues, business largely. You know, it just was not something that people thought would happen like this quickly. In fact, many thought there might be a lot of unemployment following the pandemic, but not so, not so at all. Aki Ito, businessinsider.com. So appreciate you as always. You do such a great job and we're very appreciative. Thanks for bringing us the story.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right. Headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.